Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
A little birdie told us it was Friday, and we're so excited. Thank
so
you guys
excited.
For starting the morning off with us. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy Breeze.
Good morning and happy Friday.
Looking at 42 for the high today. Some things just cannot be ruined. A surprise party? Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
But something as significant as this, that would be an absolute no-no.
I love surprises, okay? I really do. I want to be surprised with almost everything in my life. Me waking up, huge surprise. Me just like, you know, having a beautiful day, huge surprise. I love the feeling and the rush and the sensation of having a surprise, right?
You wake up in the morning, and when you actually wake up, you're surprised.
When I open my eyes, because every time I go to bed, I'm like, I'm going to die. So right. Who knows, truly. But when it comes to surprises, whether it be like a surprise birthday party or, you know, a surprise gathering or someone flies in to surprise you from somewhere, that's a huge thing that it's a feeling that you'll never feel with anything else. But there's some people that really don't like that feeling, and they don't like feeling surprised, and they think that, you know, it throws them off, and they like to be in the know, and maybe they're a control freak, whatever the case may be. Insert for your buddy who ruins every surprise party ever.
He likes to do that.
So I'm on the phone with my friend yesterday, and I just feel like there's some surprises that are so, like, once-in-a-lifetime surprises that should not be ruined. You finding out that you're getting engaged, you finding out that you're pregnant, like huge monumental things that are going to change the course of your life completely. So I'm on the phone with my friend yesterday, and she goes, I have to tell you something. I'm like, what's up? She's like, I'm getting married. And I go, what do you mean you're getting married? You got engaged? You didn't tell me? What's happening here? She goes, no, I found the receipt to the ring on my boyfriend's email.
Why does she have his email?
I was like, why were you on the... What are you talking about?
I was checking to see if he had a subscription to Ashley Madison.
I was looking to see what OnlyFans models he subscribes to.
She finds this receipt.
So she finds this receipt from, I don't know, Cornell's or, you know, Charisma. I'm not sure what it is.
That's her fault for snooping.
And I was like, that is the most horrific thing I've ever heard. Because, listen, you be getting engaged is like a once in a lifetime thing, hopefully, fingers crossed, right? But oh, wow. You ruining that own surprise for you, I would be kicking myself and so angry and upset. If, say you did it on purpose, say you found it on accident, whatever the case may be, if I ruined a monumental surprise that's going to change the outcome of my life,
yeah.
I would be so upset.
If to the ladies who are waiting to get proposed to, would you rather know? Or would you rather have it be a surprise? Like, because I can't imagine. It's like Christmas morning. You already know the gifts you're getting.
Period.
It's kind of a bummer.
Literally.
Also, huge congratulations to my friend Jenny's mom, who just got engaged for the fourth time.
You know what they say, fourth time's a charm.
Oh, yeah, that's the saying.
Oh, gosh. But there are some women out there that want to know, to be prepared, to do all of the things. But I think that it takes a certain type of person to lose all control and let that happen freely and organically. And then a certain type of person that's like, I need to know what I'm wearing and what nail color my nails need to be, well, and all of this stuff.
That's very type A of them.
And
I have to control the situation. And also, I've heard of this happening. We've talked about this on the show. Women who know they're going to get proposed to, so they have to wear the best outfit. Their nails has to be done because they know they're going to be taking pictures with their engagement ring. So, of course, the nails have to be done. Mm-hmm. The hair has to be did.
I think one of the funniest things
spray
is...
Spray tan.
Yeah.
The teeth whitening.
The full spray tan.
Boob job.
I think...
The rhinoplasty.
A full facelift. Like, I don't even look like myself. I think one of the funniest things is one of my favorite shows, Summer House. The girl got engaged. They're no longer together, so it didn't work out. But she wore full shoulder pads to the beach. She's I had no idea.
Shoulder? I had, like, oh, she wear a dress?
Yeah. And the girl called her out. She was like, you literally wore shoulder pads to the beach. Like, you knew you were getting proposed to. She's like, I had no idea. I think when it comes down to this, either you own it or you be completely surprised. I don't like the half-ass in the middle. Like, oh my God, I had no idea. Like, not everyone's a great actress like me. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, you're right on point.
I feel like with you, though, not that you are going to get proposed to. But I feel like you're the type of person that's going to maybe soil the surprise for your future partner.
Never.
Hey, guys.
I'm fantastic when it comes to surprises.
But
I've thrown past girlfriends surprise parties and they've all gone they've all gone well. Yeah.
I'm just like panicking.
By the way, does your friend's fiance know? Did he find out?
No, but I mean, if he listens to the show, he might know. So he doesn't know that she knows.
Why is she in his email?
That's the bigger question, you know?
No, I'm asking.
I don't know the answer to that question, but my friend who told me this story yesterday was not the first friend of mine that has come to me and said, I found the ring, I found the email, I found the receipt. And sometimes they're looking and sometimes they're not. But I think that there's some things in life that you can't redo and you can't recreate, and that's one of them. And
well,
I feel shame for her.
Unless you're my friend Jenny's mom.
Again, fourth time's a charm.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Lindsay from Gates. I would absolutely would not want to know if my fiance or future fiance proposes to me. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. Is there a possibility he's going to propose this summer? Fingers crossed. But if he does, please don't tell me. Yeah, I'm with you.
And there's also a subtle art of like knowing enough to be able to plan for what you need to while also being surprised.
Correct.
People that love you and support you and want you to have the best engagement possible will guide you to the place that you need to be, whether that be subtly like, hey, let's go get our nails done randomly or whatever the case may be. But I do feel bad because she ruined probably one of the biggest surprises she'll ever experience in her life.
Well, let's just wish her a congratulations right now.
Yeah.
Congrats on your wedding engagement.
We're so happy for you.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.